Good morning. Today we light the candle of faith. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9 through 10.
We are the followers of that root of Jesse Isaiah spoke of. We are the ones who are now called to stand as a signal to the world, to all creation, that peace is the will of the one who created us. Trust in the presence and the Lord will come, is the mark of faith.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, and bear fruit worthy of repentance." Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 8.
We light these candles, the candle of joyful hope and the candle of persistent faith, in part to remind ourselves that we are people rising toward God's promise. But we also light them as a sign to the world, an announcement that there are some who hold on to hope. As there are some who work the ways of peace, we stand as a sign that Emmanuel is still our fervent prayer.
I invite you now to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our opening hymn, "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus." We'll sing verses 1 through 2. You can find it in the hymnal on 196.
Order. I call this meeting of superheroes to order. As some of you have heard, there is a rumor going around that a new superhero is coming to Earth. They say that he is coming to save the world and that he receives his powers from the big G-O-D.
I have heard the same thing. What does this mean? We have saved the Earth. We have been here for years. What does this guy think he's doing?
Do you even know who this guy or woman is? Doesn't he know that that is our job?
I have heard that this G-O-D guy means real business. Apparently, he has a connection with all of us. He says he loves the world so much that he's going to give us his son. This new superhero is here to save the world from sin.
Who is this sin? I don't know of this evil villain.
Do we know when this guy is supposed to show up?
I've heard as early as Christmas Day. That's tomorrow?
No way. Christmas can't be tomorrow. Is it really Christmas Eve?
That means we have to act fast. We have to find this guy learn what his weaknesses are, and find out his enemies. Ugh, what if he has a sidekick? We have so much to do.
Well, then we better start tracking this big guy down.
I'm so tired. Can't we just book a room somewhere?
Only a little bit farther, love. I'm sorry, every Holiday Inn is full. I didn't know we'd be traveling this late into the holiday season.
I just hope we find a place soon.
Yes, dear, I know. How did this happen again? You were so frightened when it came to me.
Well, an angel came from God to me in Nazareth. He told me to get excited because God chose me to bear his son. I am to call him Jesus. I was so scared, but then the angel said, "Do not be frightened, for this means that God will always be with me." I'm still nervous and unsure about this whole thing. What if I'm not right? What if I'm not going to be a good son, good mother to God's son?
Mary, 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 stop your worrying and breathe. God chose you for a reason.
Well, we haven't found him yet. This superhero sure knows how to hide himself, or maybe he's in a disguise.
He sure isn't hiding under anything.
Put that down.
These fine people have heard something about him. I'll go ask.
Excuse me, fine citizens, but do you happen to know of a new superhero?
A new superhero? No. Joseph, have you?
No, we haven't. Do you know of a place where we could stay? Apparently, all the inns are full.
I know a man just down the road. He has a nice stable. You could ask him if he knows of a place.
Oh my, miss, are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm due almost any day. It may even be tonight.
Oh, I hope we run into you again. I would love to hold your baby.
Yes, yes, that would be nice. I'm sure I'll need all the help I can get.
Do you know if it's a girl or a boy? What are you going to name him?
It's a boy, and his name shall be Jesus. Well, my feet are getting sore. I think we'll give that man with the stable a try. Good luck with your search for this superhero.
Good luck. Thank you for the help. This job is so lame.
Hey, I want to complain about that. It's paying for that fancy phone. Heaven forbid that you couldn't text on the job.
Ha ha ha, you think you are so funny. No, seriously, this job is boring. Nothing exciting ever happens.
Oh, come on. It isn't that bad. It's a clear night on Christmas Eve. You can just stare into the black sky full of stars and really appreciate the world that God created. Ah!
Who is that? I'm trained in karate and I'm not afraid to use it.
Bad question. Where are you?
Right my goodness, were you, are you serious? How exciting. Where is he? Can I go see him?
Why is this baby such a big deal?
Excuse me, fine shepherds. Have you heard anything about a new superhero that is coming to save the Earth?
We have been looking for him all day. We're tired.
Well, first an angel, now superheroes? Maybe this job isn't so lame after all.
I don't know anything about a new superhero, but did you hear that God's son was born tonight?
Wait, did you say God's son? That's our guy.
Whoa, 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 Hulk. We have not been searching for a baby. How could a baby save the world?
Follow us and we can find out.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
God has given us such a blessing.
All right, you superhero, put your hands up. Nobody's taking my job.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh my goodness, boys, settle down. Can't you tell there is a baby sleeping?
Well, yeah, but he's going to take our jobs.
Yes, he is. I didn't expect to see you guys again so soon, but what is this about my son taking your jobs?
Well, we heard that Jesus is a new superhero coming to town and that he is going to save the whole world from sin.
So we thought nobody would need us anymore, but he is a baby, so we don't have to worry about anything, guys.
You're right. Phew, I was getting worried. So were the
So were they wrong? Is Jesus just a baby?
Well, right now he is. But God has great plans in store for him. He will grow up and save us from our own sin.
We heard all about that. An angel came to us and told us to not be afraid because Jesus was born and that he will bring us grace.
Hold on, hold on. So Jesus isn't going to take over my job? I still get to go out and save people?
Of course you can still go save people, but God sent his son so that we can be saved from sin and empowered to help each other. Jesus is reminding us of God's love and how we can share it with others.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. He will bring joy to the world.
Is this still on? It is. All right. Thank you guys for being here to watch their program. The kids have something special for Miss Amy Champagne and Miss Ella Champagne. Amy's already left. Ella is hidden behind the piano right now, so you can't see her. But they have a little thank you card for you guys and some flowers. Thank you for helping them with their music and learning their lines. You guys were great. I hope they really appreciate it. Thank you all again for coming. And thank you, parents, for helping your kids learn their lines. They were great.
We would also like to thank Addison for corralling the cats and wonderful singers that we have up here, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you to all of you. I was sitting on the side, and so I had the wonderful view of not only the children up front, but many of you in the congregation. And I can hardly speak with my joy as I watched parents and members alike in great smiles as they watched our children present this story. So thank you to all of you. Today's gospel reading comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. he will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. So you're all going to need to pray for me. I got a strange call, what was it, 2-3 nights ago from my dad. He said, "Are you free on such and such date?" I said, "Yeah, what's up?" "Oh, we can't tell you that yet." "Okay. Are you free on such and such date?" "Well, I think I am." "Good, go talk to Sarah." "What is it?" "Oh, no, we can't tell you. It's a surprise. But you're coming to Des Moines, and if you say yes, you have to be there. No backing out whatsoever." "Okay, I'll talk to Sarah." And then I go talk to Sarah, and I, you know, call him back, and I say, "Sarah thinks we're free. What is it?" "No, we can't tell you, but bring your kids. You'll love it." "Okay." How many of you like surprises? How many of you like these kinds of surprises? I don't know what it is, but the way he started to ask made me a little bit suspicious. Can I use that word? It made me a little bit uneasy. And he doesn't typically have surprises for me. That's the worst part about it, is oftentimes he'll just tell me what it is and that I'm doing it and that I don't have a choice. And now not only is he not telling me, but he's giving me a choice? I don't know, friends. You're going to need to pray for me. But it's been interesting. That might be the first time in a long time I didn't necessarily trust my dad. I didn't necessarily trust that whatever surprise this was, whatever the surprise is going to be something that I will enjoy or something that I will have energy or time for or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, it's that trust bit, isn't it? It's trusting that is extremely difficult, especially in the midst of the unknown. So Mary gets a visit. So back into the scriptures. And Mary gets a visit from who? Do you remember? Gabriel. You guys are so smart. Mary gets a visit from the angel Gabriel. And what does Gabriel say? "Congratulations, you're going to be pregnant." Mary says, "That's odd. I don't remember that being something that was going to happen." Gabriel says, no, really. "You're going to have a baby. And that baby's name will be Jesus. And not only that, Jesus will save the entire world from sin and death and the clutches of the evil one." I think, if we're honest with ourselves, remembering back to the times that Sarah told me that she was pregnant, Mary's mind in this moment is probably still in first gear dealing with the, "Wait a minute, what? I'm going to be what?" But it gets interesting as the proclamation goes on. Jesus will be born. He will be in the line of the King of David. He will subsume the throne. He will save the world. And what is Mary's response at the end there? Do you remember? What is Mary's response? "Here I am, a servant of the Lord. May it be done exactly as you have said it will be done." I think back to that phone call. What would it have been like if I said, Yeah, Dad, sure. Put us down. We'll make it work. Or maybe in your own lives, you're thinking of those moments where someone has come before you with a proposition, whether in your profession or in your family or somewhere. They've asked something of you or told you that something was going to happen, and are you okay with this? See, that's what's fascinating to me here, is that the angel says this, and Mary says, okay. But for you, because we're all different people with many varied and diverse lives, for you, have you ever been in a moment where someone has surprised you with news and you've had to say, okay? Yes? No? Maybe. What are those feelings that you get when you're surprised like that? Go ahead, shout them out. It's fine. I promise, we won't throw you out. What was that?
Scared.
It's terrifying, isn't it? What else? Don't let the kids show you up. What else? Shocked, angry, what else? Anxious, what else? Did I hear worried? Man, you're not leaving any of them for him, are you? What else? Anything else? Surprised, yeah. It takes us back, doesn't it? It makes us stop for a moment in our tracks. And we have to engage us in this thing called trust. See, the scriptures here, it's interesting. Christ came to save the world. And throughout scripture, you find places where there's a verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. By grace you have been saved through faith. By grace you have been saved through faith. What is faith? What is faith? Belief, right? That's a part of it, isn't it? Faith is part of belief. What is it? What, say it again? Hope. Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. Right? Faith is hope. It's belief. But it's also that thing that we've been dancing around this morning. It starts with a T, ends with rust. Trust. Right? Faith is as much about belief and hope as it is about trust. Which in today's world, if we look around, is kind of difficult and maybe in short supply. How many of you trust your neighbors to put up beautiful Christmas decorations during this season? I don't know. It depends, right? I remember when I was younger, two houses down living in Waterloo, there was someone who put up the most beautiful Christmas display. When I say they probably used half of the electricity in the city of Waterloo, I am not exaggerating all of that much. You had to pull your blinds if you wanted to get any amount of sleep living next to them. But trust. See, the Greek word is pisteos. And it's, in many ways, when we start to translate language, it's a little bit like love. And I know I've talked about this before, and bear with me if you've heard it. Love means a lot of many different things, doesn't it? I love my wife. I love my children. I love pizza. I love riding my bike. I love sunsets. All of those things are a little bit different use of that word. There's shades and there's nuance, and it's just the same with pisteos. See, pisteos is not only about belief and about trust, it's also about faithfulness. All of those things wound up together. I'll leave that there for you to wrestle with and untangle later this afternoon. But it's got me thinking. It's got me thinking. In that moment where the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "You will bear a son and he will save the world." Mary had two things that she could have done. The first is to say, thanks, but no thanks. This sounds like a great opportunity, but I'm not interested. I've got a lot of things to do. I've got a whole life ahead of me, and I don't want this to mess it up. But instead she said, what? Here I am. Let it be done exactly as you had said. See, in that moment, I think two things happened. Mary trusted the angel and trusted God that all things would be well. But Mary was also faithful in saying, I don't quite understand it. I don't quite know what's going to happen. But here I am nonetheless. Trust, friends, faith. It's one of the marks of who we are as Christians, and I think it's a light to the world that it needs right now. Coming at it from another angle, think about all of the greatest accomplishments of human civilization. Go ahead, give me some fodder. What are the greatest things that we have accomplished as people? The Constitution of our country. What else? Flight. What else? Going to space. We put a man on the moon, didn't we? What else? Certainly there's more things than just that, right? Medical advances, right? My friend's daughter just had brain surgery and she's doing great. Anything else? Say it again. Technological advances. How many of you have a cell phone in your pocket, right? That would have been unheard of even 20 years ago. The internet, you can communicate with people halfway across the world. I remember when I talked to my uncle who was stationed in Afghanistan in the 1990s. Friends, all of those things, how did they come about? It came about by one smart person who did all the work, didn't it? No, right? It came about because we cooperated, we trusted each other. We knew that if we worked together, we could build buildings that scraped the sky. We could soar through the air like birds. That is the power of trust. And if we can do it on such a small level like that between people, what could happen if our hearts worked like that? If our souls and our spirits trusted one another and trusted God? I think what we might find is, at the end here, we might be saying the exact things like the angel. This is verse 37. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Nothing will be impossible with God. So this Advent and this Christmas season, may that seed be planted, may it grow, may it shine bright. May we reflect on the ways that we trust not only God, but also each other. Because the ways that God is showing us to live are the ways that will bless not only our congregation, but also our community. I know trusting's hard, but here's the truth. That's all it takes. That's all it takes, both in our relationships as well as for our salvation. For by grace you have been made whole and well and saved through trust and faithfulness and faith. Amen. Amen. Friends, we have communion now, and we have a lot of people, which is awesome. So we're changing things up a little bit. If you remember, typically we have cups that are filling the front rows here. Those are in the plates now, and we're going to have two people stand on either side to help serve that out. But, friends, this is communion. This is a moment where we trust each other and remind each other that God is good and gracious. See, I'm even trusting these wonderful people to move the piano. Amen? Amen. And thank you, by the way. Communion is a time where we remember the graciousness of God, that the table isn't walled off, but it's lengthened, that the circle is widened, and that all people are welcome here, that God loves everyone here and those near and far. Friends, this isn't my table. This isn't the table of the United Methodist Church. This is the table of the risen Lord. And I mean it when I say it. You are welcome to eat with us. Friends, the communion liturgy will be up on the screens or in your bulletins. But I invite you to engage with us as we remember the graciousness of our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Friends, it is right and a good and beautiful thing. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we give you thanks and we are grateful for your grace, for your salvation, for the faith and the trust and the hope that is in our hearts. God, just as you took us out of dirt and mud and clay and breathed into us the breath of life, Lord, so we ask that you breathe that same breath of life into our communities and our congregations and our families and our souls. God, help us be a people that remembers the great gift that your Son gave us, his love, his life, his teachings, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. God, help us. Help us be a people who live not only in hope, but also in faith, so that your world might reflect your hope for us. Amen. And so with all of those who have gone before us, all of those who will come after us, all of those gathered here in the sanctuary as well as near and far, I invite you to lift up your voices with one another as we join them in the unending hymn, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is God. Blessed is Christ. Invite you to remember the night which Christ offered himself up. He took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. And telling his disciples, he said, "Take this and eat. This is my body broken for you. Eat this as often as you can in my memory." And in the same way, after the meal had ended, he took the cup and he filled it with the fruit of the vine, and pouring it out and blessing it, he said, "Take this and drink. This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you can in my memory." And so, friends, in memory of these mighty acts of Jesus Christ, I invite you to lift up your voices again as we are holy and living sacrifices, proclaiming the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Friends, would you pray with me once more? Almighty God, pour out your Spirit on us gathered here, on these simple gifts of bread and cup, that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Lord, make us one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world until you come again in grace and in glory. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore, we pray. Amen. Friends, This is not my table. This is not the United Methodist table. This is an open table. This is the table of Jesus Christ, and all are welcome. So I'd invite those who are helping with communion to come up and help serve. The ushers will help guide you as to where you need to go. But if you'd like to come down, take bread, take cup, put the empty cups in the rail, and maybe spend some time kneeling in prayer, you are more than welcome to. But friends, God loves you, every single one of you, and you are welcome here. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And all the people said, Amen. Friends, God loves you. This church loves you. And we are so glad that you had a meal with us. So, with that being said, I think we've got one more hymn. Is that correct? I don't have my sheet in front of me. Stand as you are comfortable, and please join us in our final hymn, Infant Lowly, Infant Holy, or some variation of the two. You can find it up on the screens or in your hymnal on 229. Friends, may the Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and may you be given peace. Friends, go now in the grace and joy of our Lord. Know that there is trust between you and between God, between all of us. May that faith, may that hopefulness fill your hearts and may you walk through this world as a light to people who need it. Go with God, and God will go with you now until the end of all things. And all the people said, Amen. Friends, go enjoy your Sabbath and rest today. Our service is ended.